Hiko.
Hey, thank you.
What did we just watch?
I just watched Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, it's Hardcore Henry. That's what we just watched.
Hardcore Henry.
I was hoping we would do the entire podcast like
that. No, this ASMR is like not a thing anymore, right?
Oh, is it?
Nobody talks about it anymore. Thank God.
When was that a thing exactly?
Who knows? Not that long ago, maybe a year ago,
yeah.
6 months ago.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. It's creepy and weird. Okay. People just masturbate to us more than they normally do.
We watched Hardcore Henry.
We did.
And it was actually pretty good.
It was batshit insane.
It was, well, when we were talking about it before we went in, you said, all I want it to be is Crank in first person. And I feel like it was just Crank in first person.
Yeah. It's like Mirror's Edge meets Metal Gear Solid meets Call of Duty. Meets
and Doom.
Doom meets Crank.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But in a good way. I would like to say it is fun.
It is nonstop action.
Nonstop.
Nonstop.
Which I wasn't sure if it was going to be like that. It seemed like that the pace was just going to stay pretty constant throughout. Yeah, it's just balls to the wall from start to finish.
And then it just ends.
And I'm okay with it.
There's like no decline and it has a little ramp up in the first scene.
Yeah.
Which I guess we'll say spoiler question mark.
Yeah. There's only one thing really.
It's hard to spoil this movie. Big.
Yeah.
So Lincoln.
Yes.
With that being said, with spoilers out of the way, give us the plot rundown of Hardcore Henry.
Well, our main protagonist that you see the world through his eyes, his cybernetic eyes, because he's essentially a cyborg.
Yeah.
His name is Henry, or was Henry. No last name. Nah, don't need it. And something happened to where his body was completely blown apart. Like his arm was blown off, his leg was blown off, his head was in like pieces, he needed new eyes, he had a big dent in his face. Just, ugh. And they rebuild him, and the beginning of the movie is he is awoken by his wife, who works at the cybernetics place. I don't know. Not much is explained in this movie, but it's okay.
No.
We're okay. So Henry gets up. Tommy Wiseau makes an appearance in this movie as the villain, Blondie Magneto.
This dude does a spot on Tommy Wiseau.
Which leads us to believe that Tommy Wiseau may be Russian.
He has to, because this dude sounds exactly like him.
And Tommy is not from U.S.
No, I don't care what he says. He's not from here.
And so the main villain, he is like albino.
He never makes eye contact. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Which is weird to me.
And
I don't know. But.
He talks exactly like Tommy Wiseau. And he has, I guess, Magneto powers or maybe.
Kinda.
I don't know. Were they just like, was it just levitation and stuff?
I don't know. It was never explained. He has supernatural powers. Just accept it.
There's absolutely no explanation
no,
for it.
No, it's just so. The way he is. Just deal with it.
So the brunt of the movie is just he kidnaps his wife.
Estelle.
And then...
Fake Jennifer Lawrence.
Fake Jennifer Lawrence.
She looks just like Jennifer Lawrence.
She was good, though.
She was pretty good.
Unlike Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence isn't bad.
Come on, are you saying that recently she's been good?
Have you seen Silver Linings Playbook? It's pretty good.
That was in 2014. That doesn't count.
What have you seen from her recently? Hunger
X-Men.
Games don't count. X-Men, do you blame her?
Yes. I 100% blame her.
I don't know if I blame her.
Her and her personality is the reason why Mystique sucks in the new X-Men movies.
No, because of how big she is why Mystique sucks.
That's literally what I just said.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with her personality. It has to do with them cashing in on her.
Her personality sucks, though. You remember the red carpet thing?
Yeah. But
stupid.
She's fine.
Anyways, I digress.
You digress away.
The rest of the movie is him just hunting down these mercenaries and Magneto that has his wife. And then there's Jimmy's.
There's a lot of Jimmy's.
And then, again, spoilers. I'm going to spoil the end of the movie right now, so spoiler. Before I spoil the end of the movie, none of this has really been a spoiler. You should definitely go out and see Hardcore Henry. In theaters,
yeah.
I fucking disagree with Chris Stuckman. You could suck my chode because he says that he would... he said, like... You know, this is my, I'm Chris Stuckman, I don't think that you guys can go see this movie in theaters. I fucking disagree.
I absolutely disagree.
You I probably wouldn't have liked this movie as much if I saw it on Blu-ray as opposed to seeing it in the theater.
Yeah.
It's a movie going movie.
Oh yeah. I absolutely agree.
It's a popcorn movie in the best way.
I will say before you go on, if you suffer from motion sickness, this might not be the movie for you.
During the last act of it, there's a big fight sequence that I'll talk about later, where I did start getting motion sick. I had to look away from the screen for a solid 5 minutes because I didn't really want to throw up.
See, it didn't bother me at all. I started getting a mild headache towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like if you play Grand Theft Auto in first person and just do nothing but dodge rolls, it gets to you after a while, not knowing which way's up and where you are.
Well, for the most part, it wasn't too bad. I think the problem that I had was there were tons of really fast cuts in the first person while things are moving, and it completely threw
which
me
we
off.
Would normally complain about, but we understand the fast cuts of this film.
Yeah,
this film has a lot of limitations, which I mean, it's all in first person. Mm-hmm. You have to find different ways to make these fights work and the special effects, which we'll get into more.
And definitely, give them credit because this was filmed on GoPros. Cameras.
It was filmed completely on GoPro cameras mounted to a dude's head.
Mm-hmm. So yes, go definitely check it out. Popcorn movie is a term that I think has become derogatory nowadays. Well, I don't really think that it should.
No.
Because this is a popcorn movie. This is, which normally we will complain about, like.
But we do not like some.
Yeah, we do like some. I hate when I have to turn off my brain to enjoy this movie. Well, not this movie, but just like popcorn movies in general. I don't feel bad for turning off my brain during this one.
No, because this isn't a movie about character development or plot. This is just, look at this crazy shit we can do. That's it. That's this entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot like Mad Max, the newest one. It's just action. There is plot in that, but...
I wouldn't compare them, though.
I guess my thing with the new Mad Max is, as much as I love it, if you took the plot completely out of it, does that make it a bad movie? I don't think it does at all.
I feel you. I feel you, Kyle.
Yeah.
I understand.
If there was no dialogue in Fury Road, it would still be great.
It would still be really fun. So, all right. Like I said, go watch it. When we saw it in the theater, there were not many people there.
Yeah, there was like two other people?
Something. Yeah. Yeah, two other people. That was it. It's much better than Batman versus Superman.
Oh,
so
God.
If you're wanting an action movie, don't go watch grimdark, dumbass. Ugh.
If you're a fan of, you know, John Woo or Jason Statham films or anything like that, I think you'll like this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Especially Crank. Crank.
This is first-person Crank.
So now, spoilerific time. Henry's wife is not actually his wife. Henry's wife is banging Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, Akon or whatever his name is.
That's right. It was like Akon, wasn't it?
Something like that. They're all Russian, so... Sorry if we don't know their fucking names.
Yeah, whatever. And then there's a big fight scene at the end. That's the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the very small side plot with the multiple Jimmys and the explanation for the multiple Jimmys. But
still, they all end with that Jimmy dying.
So the Jimmy thing, I just want to talk about the Jimmy because it was so great. There's this, he was a scientist that he got crippled because Tommy Wiseau broke his spine. And so he was in a wheelchair and he pulled an avatar.
He called them avatars.
Yeah. It was,
you
know, in the blue skinned avatar movie when he puts on a little thingy and then goes into a surrogate body. This is what he does with multiple versions of himself. And they're all different versions that he uses.
Like a hippie and a sniper.
There's a hippie one, a sniper one. There's the British. Like World War II,
there's
general.
Like the scientist one.
There's the suited dancer guy.
There's the secret agent one at the beginning. There's the homeless one.
Punk one.
Punk one. Did we mention the hippie one?
Well, there was the cokehead one.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite one.
So there's multiple different variations of this character that show up throughout the movie. It is explained that he, like, made them. There's this weird creepy baby thing that he pulls out that I guess is, like, the gestation period of these Jimmies. Because he just, like, teleports via this big, looks like a VR helmet. I kind of wish that they wouldn't have explained the Jimmy thing.
I'm with you. It didn't need it. This movie needs no explanation on shit.
Because think about if you were watching the movie and then just Jimmy's just kept popping up and they're all named Jimmy and they're all just talking to him. I wouldn't question anything.
No, we didn't.
No, not for long.
We just laughed.
Yeah, Cokehead Jimmy was pretty great. He just does a lot of coke and just starts shooting
guns
people with
him. This movie made us laugh a lot.
There's a lot of, like, the gore laughing that is really, like, super over-the-top gore.
Like, it's out of nowhere. A head literally explodes.
Oh man, what movie was it? Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, it that reminded me exactly like that. Yeah,
and we laughed so hard at that.
Oh, the special effects in this movie are actually really good.
They were really good, which is something we were concerned about. I mean, the camera is literally right up in people's faces. I mean, there's one camera angle on everything. It is what it is.
Choreography was amazing.
The stunt work is beyond belief. The parkour, I was highly impressed by the stunt work in this movie.
And I read that there were only like 5 injuries, which is surprises really crazy. Me. Yeah, based on all the stuff that they were doing. There is one part that had really bad special effects.
Which part was that?
It was at the very end when he goes into the room that was like exploding. And there was like the fire and stuff. It looked like Red Faction 2 on PlayStation 2. It was very, very bad.
Yeah. But on the same token, this is a video game movie. He's given his directions through a fucking map on his phone. It's a flat out fucking HUD with waypoints on it. They recreate a level out of Call of Duty 4 when he's in the ghillie suit and they go through like the abandoned little village and stuff. It's just abandoned and run down for no reason. It's just there. I can say about almost everything in this movie. It just happens. There's a musical number.
There's a musical number. There's also ninja.
There's ninja dominatrixes that show up and then don't come back. And
well, I think they all died because remember he jumps on the back.
Oh,
yeah, because he jumps on the back of the motorcycle and then she dies, and then the other one's with the hippie Jimmy, and then she dies.
Okay, yeah, boy, they do die, don't they?
There's no explanation why they're there or what
who they are. I don't know. I did love one thing, though, when they were arguing with Jimmy and there's subtitles for him. And it just kept overlapping the subtitles piling up because they're arguing so much. And to me, that made me laugh. I found it kind of clever.
Mm-hmm.
They were really playing with all the tropes in films. I liked it. I liked
it. I can't reinstate how much fun I had watching this.
Yeah. I laughed and smiled this whole movie through.
Yeah. It was just...
Even the opening credits, which is like really slow motion of like people getting hit with bricks and stuff in the head. It's brutal. This movie is gory and brutal. It really is, but it's funny to me. It sounds horrible. I'm a twisted
I think it's because it's so over the top.
You just don't expect some of this stuff at all. Well, especially the head exploding.
I would say, gore in movies... done, I think to do it with comedic is to just go super over the top, like this movie. Because gore in movies like, say, Saving Private Ryan, you're not really laughing at that because it's done in a realistic
way. It's done realistic, but when you grab somebody's fingers and rip their hand in half, or when you rip out your cybernetic eyeball, wrap it around somebody until their head slices off.
Come on.
It's gory, but it's straight out of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. This movie has so many parallels to video games.
It really does. Mirror's Edge at the beginning when he's parkouring.
Mm.
What else is there? There's some that I feel like they almost just flat out reference.
Well, there is the Left 4 Dead poster.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot happens in this movie.
I was going to say, there's please probably a lot of stuff.
For not remembering shit. There is a ton. Holy shit. So much happens in this movie.
Yeah. It's hard to talk. This movie's a little hard to talk about without just being Chris Farley.
Yeah, remember when he threw that guy in his fan and all the blood sprayed out? That was awesome.
Kyle, you remember when he shoots the guy and then he ran out of bullets so he threw the clip at him?
I really like that part. That was awesome. Yeah.
You remember when he goes into the little stall with the Chinese lady and then she's looking at him and then
yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
You remember... Remember the time when all the 18 vans were driving down and he had the minigun and he blew them up?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So if you have ever... All right, we're going to do study right now. Listeners, I want you to think about... I would love to see this in an action movie. Just put that in your mind. Think about it. There's a 99.9% chance it's in this fucking movie.
But one thing I've always wanted to see in an action movie is razor nipples.
They're probably in the deleted scenes.
What if they actually were? That would blow my mind.
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, we had dominatrix katana wielding biker chick.
Yeah.
A Jimmy from World War II.
So Jimmy, I want to talk about this guy. Not the character, but the guy that played him. I thought he did a fantastic job. And he talked about how this was so challenging for him. And I can see why, because he really does. Every Jimmy is like a completely different character.
Completely different. And one scene we were discussing earlier, the dance scene, it's like five different Jimmys singing this song. It's surreal. But he'll deactivate one, it'll fall down, and the next one comes in. So even in the same scene, he's playing multiple characters to a guy with a GoPro thing strapped to his head.
Mm-hmm.
So just everything about this movie is unconventional. Like, completely. And it has Tommy Wiseau in it.
And it has Tommy
Wiseau. Not really Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, the line was blurry. There are instances where he's saying stuff that...
He shows up instantly in the first 3 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
When it's like, oh, Henry, you're coming out of the water. Oh, no, we're being attacked. I'm kidnapped. Oh, we got to get in this thing. No, we're up in the air. Oh, get in the thing. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But then the crash land on the road and the fight. I mean, instantly. It took about a minute and a half for me to realize he was speaking English.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, we don't get subtitles for this dude. Holy shit, that's English.
Because he was just talking like this.
And then all of a sudden he levitates somebody and stabs him. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
What in the world has happened? It's amazing. I almost wonder if this was based off a YouTube short, right?
Well,
is that concept was based off of that?
Yeah, the director, Ilya Naishuller.
I'm sure that's the exact pronunciation.
He did a short called Biting Elbows, Bad Motherfucker. And it was just kind of a concept of an action movie in first person. And it was so popular that they were like, well, let's see if we can do an actual movie out of it.
This movie was not fully crowdfunded, but I don't think it was fully crowdfunded, was it?
No, the crowdfunding, I believe, was all post-production crowdfunding. Okay. Nothing I can think of that actually needed funding.
Okay.
'Cause I'm trying to think of maybe like certain special effects were made prettier because this originally, came out during, it circled around the Toronto Film Festival.
Yeah, it came out last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was last year.
I can't say it's insane enough. I'm trying to think of other great action scenes. Like, they're so quick and so perfectly choreographed. They do have the loudest Wilhelm scream I've ever heard in a film.
Oh, it was so great.
But again, it's so over the top. Mm-hmm. There's a thing, straight out of the video game, I remember now, when they're in Onslaught after the lab, and the World War II guy basically tells him, they're in the doorway, you can't get a shot on them, but I bet you could throw a grenade down there.
Yeah.
Just that dialogue seemed like it's just a little tutorial level. The only thing it was missing was text popping up in the corner.
Just like, hit Q to get your grenade out.
PC, elitist. Hit A.
Get your grenade out. Oh, my God. Why would you hit A to get a grenade out?
No, it'd be like right bumper. Probably. Yeah. Whatever. But that was the one that just stood out to me. It just made me laugh.
And then the tank scene when he's fighting a tank with a katana.
Yeah. And he does cool things. Like, he doesn't open the lid. He just shoots in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the blood spray out.
Yeah, then he slices inside of it.
He does that again later in a door where he shoots the guy in the hand and then in the foot and then just shoots blindly through the door. It's clever. It's really
There are so many parts in this movie that I just realized, like, vocalizing what happens sounds like I'm just bullshitting as hard as I can.
Yeah, there's the flamethrower guy on the bus.
So yeah, here we go. All right. This is going to sound like I'm bullshitting. So the main character goes on a bus where there is a hobo, and then the hobo yells at a guy in a flamethrower suit, so he goes outside, and then he catches
after
on fire.
After he took pliers and ripped something out of a man's wrist while everybody watched and didn't say anything.
And then there's a big gunfight, and then there's tanks and katanas, and there's a guy with a dragon tattoo on his chest that's doing a lot of cocaine. And
boobs.
There's boobies.
You see boobs. There's a guy in like a brothel strip club place where they're going through.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's in there with two girls and what does he say? Fuck you, buddy. I'm a car.
That's right. Yeah. He's laying on the ground and there's these two.
They're like, their feet are together doing the pedaling motion. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he says something like, fuck you. I'm a car.
Yeah. He just goes, fuck you. I'm a car.
And then they keep walking. I'm like, what was that? There's no explanation.
No explanation needed.
Because he's a fucking car. Henry gets called a pussy a lot.
There's a lot of pussy. They did say the C word.
They did say the C
word. Oh. Cunt.
Whoa.
Whoa.
They did say. And it was like out of place. He just yells it. And they look around. They shrug.
Yeah.
Henry can't talk, by the way. They never installed his voice module before he left. But they had the memory repressor chip. It's only one of the big plot holes I could see because they unblock his memories later. It serves no purpose. But he can't talk, so he like gives the thumbs up and like okay signs. He just flips people off.
At the
he gets his emotions through with his hands.
Which I thought was very well done.
I love when, what did she say at the end?
Yeah, this is, yeah, how
could you do this to me? After he found out that his wife, quote unquote, not really his wife, she's fucking Tommy Wiseau. How could you do this to me? I thought you loved me. Look inside your heart. And he grips, because his chest opens up.
Yeah.
He gets blood, handful of blood out of his chest and splatters on the wall and just writes easy. And then shoots her, or blocks a bullet with his hand.
Yeah. And then it ricochets off, hits her.
And she falls out of the helicopter, but she's hanging on.
And she's like, help me, Henry.
She's like, find it in your heart, blah, blah, blah. And he just closes the door and you hear her falling and screaming. And then the credits roll. Like, that is how the movie ends.
It was great.
It is amazing. It's perfect. Like, this movie did not need any story. It's very, that loose story of, oh, I got to get her, is just there to move a plot along.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really needed.
Which, I mean, the movie, it's funny because when all of these other cyborgs, they're using what Henry went through to give them purpose. So, like, their memories are fabricated where
she's their wife.
Yeah. I thought that was really clever because it does show that that is the Togota from A to B, and it was in use for the movie as well.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
So, about stuff that I didn't like about the movie, bringing it down, Kyle. I'm bringing it down.
Okay,
I have some stuff wrong with this movie. As much as there was a lot of stuff that happened, it is hard to remember a lot because so much shit does happen.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of cool moments in this movie, but you have no time to breathe or think in this film. That's not an exaggeration. Even I'll go back to Mad Max. It has down moments in between. Mm-hmm. This, it'll start to, it's like, all right, I'm Jimmy, I'm here. Jimmy gets shot and we're on to the next fucking car chase and firefight.
The only downtime that there really was,
it's the dance number.
There was the dance number when he's in the club/brothel for that short period of time. And then
the very beginning.
I mean, there's a couple of like slow action sequences, like when it has a shootout in the apartment building.
Yeah.
Where it's still going though, but there's no pause.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's bad. I think for a short film, say like 20 minutes, if it was just 20 minutes of just batshit insanity, no pause, I think it works.
Yeah.
This does have an issue where it gets tiresome at points where you're like, okay. This, we need to get somewhere.
But you never get anywhere.
But you never really get anywhere.
No.
Just a little bit of breathing room. I'm not saying I want a 10-minute sequence of absolutely nothing happening.
No, but you know, like 20 seconds would be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say I didn't enjoy myself. I had a lot of fun, but it was an hour and a half movie. Felt like we watched for 35 minutes and it was over.
Yeah.
It's very quick. I'm not saying I want him to explain shit. I'm glad Henry didn't talk. I thought it added to it because he's like a video game character. I didn't mind the Psycho Man as Tommy Wiseau. But something. Not even exposition, just something. A break.
Well, they did also have kind of a Crank vibe to it where his heart thing, like, it just looked like Duracell batteries whenever he pulls it out of the other cyborg. Yeah. At the beginning of the movie, it says that he only has like 20 minutes to live because his battery isn't fully charged. So that kind of plays into it. I wish that actually wasn't.
The first person he went after was to get the charge core.
Yeah.
And then later he steals one out of the big fat dude. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume that was a charge thing.
Yeah.
And then he shoots himself up with adrenaline at the end.
That was pretty good. That was the part where I'd started getting motion sickness though. So
it was fast and quick cuts.
The battery plot point I didn't think was needed because it already was at a fever pace.
Well, it didn't play into the story.
It only played in like two times.
Just like at the end before we find out she's not his wife, they unlock his memory. They take a memory block out. It doesn't play into anything.
Not at all. I mean, you just see like little flashbacks, but the flashbacks have nothing to do
with it. The only thing it plays into is his dad, a flashback of saying, are you going to lay here in a mouthful of blood or are you going to get up and
spill their blood?
Spill theirs.
After he calls him a pussy.
After we saw this whole movie, though, Henry didn't need any motivation to get up.
Yeah.
He really didn't. He had more motivation because this person that he supposedly thought was his wife, not so much.
Yeah, there are just a couple of just little plot things that just didn't go anywhere. It wasn't really needed. I don't think that they brought the movie down at all.
No. And I think the movie's fast-paced enough that most people aren't going to pick up on him or care that they didn't go anywhere.
One thing with the, like, his battery is that I honestly kind of forgot about it for like 20 minutes as well until he like pulled another battery out and put it in. I was like, oh yeah, that was a plot thing.
Yeah.
So whatever. Some of the fight scenes, such as, I'll just go back to the, and it's not because it gave me motion sickness. That's why I don't like the fight scene.
He fought like 100 guys all wearing the same thing.
And it was too hard to tell what was going on because the cuts were so fast.
Yeah. But he was throwing grenades like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Like I said, I got very disoriented. I had to look away because my belly wasn't feeling too good.
I didn't because I'm a man.
I didn't want to throw up on Kyle.
No.
If I would have thrown up, I would have thrown up on you.
Yeah, that's one. Definitely, if you have motion sickness, know that going in that this movie could and will aggravate it.
That's really, yeah, I mean, that's the only scene that I think would be the one to do it. Because most of the movie, one thing that I was surprised was how smooth and steady a lot of the shots were.
Yeah.
Like, there is kind of the shakiness of it being on the head camera.
There is, but usually only when he's running.
Yeah.
Which, when you're going to mount something on your head, you're going to get that. But during the fights, not so much. They're pretty fluid, and, mm-hmm. which I thought they would use the shaky to their advantage. Because I don't know if you guys know this. When you punch in a movie, you don't actually punch them. You kind of have to in this, or be pretty damn close.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very quick movements, and they use things to their advantage, which is nice. When, yeah, he throws a clip at somebody, or he beats somebody to death with a fucking wiper blade.
That's right, yeah.
It's very ingenious. It keeps the flow going. It doesn't give you downtime to reload. Hmm. They find something to fill those gaps. The choreography, if you like action movies, the choreography in this is amazing. And stunt work is great. Absolutely great. My concern with this style is we all saw what Blair Witch Project did. I like Blair Witch. Don't judge me. But we still have an influx of found footage movies today. Everybody thinks they can do it because it's cheaper. Well, when it's just a GoPro and no crew, that's even cheaper. I just hope we don't see an influx of directors trying to do this style. Because it'll get old fucking quick.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they did this where, like, Henry talked and there was dialogue?
Can you
imagine the first person in any scene where there just doesn't suit it to be in first person? Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Kind of another thing that is a negative about this movie for me is that I did enjoy it. I just don't know. First of all, I don't think I'm going to have the enjoyment a second time around
watching. No.
I'm definitely not going to like it as much as the first time. And thinking, do I want to see another movie like this? Anytime soon.
I don't.
Yeah.
Unless they do like another Hardcore Henry, because I trust these guys to go even crazier with the action. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to see a bunch of movies like this. I think that's what makes this one even more enjoyable, is it's new, it's fresh. We haven't seen this, and it's just fucking insane action.
Yeah.
Insane action.
Don't go expecting a good plot or dialogue.
No, expect gore and explosions and blood.
I would say if you like the Raid series, like the Raid 1 and 2, I think people that like those really going to get down with these.
Yeah, Jason Statham movie. It's Crank more than anything.
Yeah.
If you don't care about the plot of Crank, you just like the action scenes. This movie's for you. If you've seen the trailer and it's interested to you, go watch it. You'll like it. If you saw the trailer and said, fuck you, stay home.
So, Kyle?
Yeah.
What arbitrary score would you like to give this?
That's a tough one.
It's tough for me as well.
Because I really enjoyed it, but as a movie... And the rewatchability, I don't know if it's there. I'm going to give it like a 6.8.
That's where I was going to go.
I enjoyed it a lot, but I can't say it's a good movie or it's well acted. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are stunt guys doing this.
I will say that the guy that plays Jimmy is great.
He's fantastic. Estelle was pretty good.
Yeah, she was good. Tommy Wiseau was good just because of the bizarre nature of how he was.
If you don't know Tommy Wiseau, I think he's going to annoy you.
True. But I still think that he plays... I still think he's okay, though. I don't think he's
a comic book video game villain.
I think as long as you understand that that's what they're doing.
The only thing missing
him,
was like a long duster.
Oh, that would have been fucking great.
You know, that's all he's missing. What score would you give it?
Yeah, I was going to say like a 6.5 because I had a blast watching it in theater, but I just don't think I'm going to want to watch this for a while, if ever again. I mean, I'll probably see it again.
I don't know if it would hold my interest if I watched it again.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth a watch. It's worth your $5-$8, however much it costs for you to go to the theater. I think it's worth it.
It's kind of like a roller coaster ride to me. Yeah. It's kind of how it feels as a movie.
Yeah, and it's almost as long as a wait in Taco Bell's drive-thru.
Oh, my fucking God. Are we going to talk about this now?
No, it's totally unrelated, but we went to Taco Bell after the movie, and we got pretty pissed off.
All right. All right. Here we go. So I'm a vegetarian. People probably don't know this. I don't talk about it.
Nor care.
You shouldn't give a shit because it's just fucking vegetarianism. It's not like I have t-shirts, John Sockers.
You would. He's not vegetarian.
I know, he's vegan. Yeah. Okay, so I'm a vegetarian, so that means that there's not really a lot of places fast food-wise that I can really eat. Unless I want to go to McDonald's and eat fries. Blech. Oh, boy.
Fucking disgusting.
So, the only places that I can really have a relatively good selection to eat is like Jimmy John's, Subway, and Taco Bell. Reason Taco Bell is because you can swap out anything that has meat with beans or rice. So we got a fucking Taco Bell afterwards because I was fucking hungry. Normally, I get a pocket taco. I like to get a taco before I go to the movie, so in the middle of the movie, I can eat my little potato taco and enjoy myself, you know? Because I don't like to pay money for pretzels in the movie theater. I'm not like you, Kyle.
Pretzels are so fucking good, dude.
I know, but they're like $8.
It's $7 if you get cheese and a
drink. It's like 89 cents to get a little taco with whatever it is, potatoes. In all fairness,
though, Taco Bell versus pretzel and cheese.
I just go by it, just price.
All right, whatever.
Anyways.
Cheap ass.
So we're in the line. And
Drive-thru.
Yes, we're in the drive-thru. And I have Neil Young, After the Gold Rush, in my CD player. And it restarts. Okay, Cripple Creek Ferry's done. So it's going in to tell me why. We didn't get until the end of Southern Man until I actually ordered my food. And then I didn't get my food until after When You Dance, I Can Really Love.
Which is what track?
That's the second to last.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. We were in line during fucking Taco Bell.
We listened to the entire album before we got back here.
Yeah.
Which is, just so you know, we record about 30 seconds away from Taco Bell.
Yeah. Fuck Taco Bell. I'm done going to Taco Bell. Last time I went to fucking Taco Bell, I got a goddamn cheese quesadilla. You know what was in my goddamn cheese quesadilla? Chicken.
So that means Kyle got a free chicken quesadilla.
That's an extra fucking step. If I want a cheese quesadilla, you just take the quesadilla, you put the cheese on it, and you're done.
Oh, but
with a chicken quesadilla, you put the cheese on, and you put the fucking chicken on it. That's an extra step.
But what were the employees doing when we got up to the window? Oh, that's right.
The fucking girl that took my order, they didn't give a shit about me. They didn't fucking care about my Taco Bell. She's on her phone texting her fucking baby daddy or some bullshit like that. Not helping them make my fucking cheesy bean and rice burrito. It's fucking bullshit. You know what was on my cheesy bean and rice burrito? Beans. You know what wasn't on there? Fucking rice. I didn't pay 89 cents for no fucking bean burrito. I paid for a bean and rice burrito, son. Fuck Taco Bell.
So you want to go get a taco?
No, fuck Taco Bell. I am not going to Taco Bell anymore.
You will.
No, I won't.
You absolutely will.
Because like the last four times I've gone to Taco Bell, I've gone on my fucking lunch break. I've been late. I have a half an hour lunch break. I come back 45 minutes later, can't eat my goddamn taco, have to leave it in the back room. And some dipshit wants to buy an Xbox One, so I don't even get to eat it for like 3 hours, and it doesn't even taste good.
Our Taco Bell is one of the slowest places I've ever been to. In the time, let's put it in perspective, the things we were going through as we were sitting, because we were trapped, we couldn't get out.
Yeah, if there wasn't a car behind me, I would have just left.
We could have ordered a pizza and had it delivered, and we could have been eating. We could have went to a nice restaurant, sat down, ordered, gotten our food.
Yeah.
And the time it took to get two burritos and two cheese quesadillas, which were shit. They're absolute shit.
My second burrito, literally no rice. There was no rice in it. It was just a mean burrito. Homie don't play that. This homie right here, I don't eat meat. It's hard for me to get shit to eat. So what Taco Bell just fucks it up.
They're so...
Fuck my heart up, man. They're
so goddamn slow.
I'll go to Taco Bell's in other towns. Man. I'll go to fucking Bloomington. I'll Taco Bell it all up. Give me all them beans.
So, yeah. So that was our hardcore Henry experience. We had fun at the movie, and then we got pissed off at Taco Bell. To the point, by the time we got the food, we were hungrier and realized it's not enough. So we went to Walmart and bought more food.
That's like the fattest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I hadn't eaten anything all day.
I hadn't either.
Yeah. So we were pretty hungry. So yeah, Taco Bell, don't you fucking sponsor me, you piece of shit. I don't want Taco Bell to ever tweet me. I never want to see a tweet from Taco Bell.
Do you think Taco Bell's going to tweet you? I never want a DM
from Taco Bell.
You think this is going to happen?
You know what that DM's going to say? It's going to be like, hey man, sorry that you had such a bad Taco Bell experience and then you decided to tell all of your listeners about it. Here's some fucking coupons for free Taco Bell. And you know what I'll do? Return to sender, son! Fuck that! I ain't getting that!
That's not how direct messages
return
work.
Return to sender!
It's not how...
I will fucking email Twitter, tell them, add a fucking return to sender button. Fuck you, Taco Bell. Fuck Taco Bell. Do they have the Chihuahua? Is he still alive?
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Good, because he doesn't have to see what the fucking company went to.
Pretty sure.
That Chihuahua would fucking cry.
He would have.
Like the Cherokee crying when the trash is on the ground, meeting this fucking trash burrito.
Because, you know, I've never worked at Taco Bell. You haven't either. It can't take more than 15 seconds to make. We were in line 25 minutes and got up to the window. When we got up there, the bitch is like, hope you don't want no mild sauce. I'm like, whatever. And it's like, okay. She goes, and I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be a few minutes.
And then just closes the window.
What do you mean it's going to be a few minutes? We've waited 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be a few minutes? And then that's when you saw the girl on her phone. You're like, I'm done. It's the last fucking straw.
Yep. I was just angry. And then I made Kyle give me the burrito so I could eat in the car. Guess what? Tastes like shit. I was just angry the entire time. I couldn't even enjoy it.
There was nothing to enjoy. It was terrible. So there you go. Hardcore Henry. Yay. Taco Bell. Boo.
If anybody...
Taco Henry probably would have been a good movie.
Taco.
Hardcore Taco? That's a totally different movie. Never mind. I don't always think before I say words.
If there are any vegetarian listeners out there that can give me alternative fast food...
They're going to give you all places we don't have in town?
More than likely. Please let me know because Chick-fil-A? I have like not...
You go to Chick-fil-A.
There's no fucking Chick-fil-A even here.
Arby's.
Arby's is really expensive, though. The only thing I can eat there is, like...
Nothing.
Because... Oh, yeah, another thing. I'm lactose intolerant, so that's a little hard. Like, I can eat...
He eats cheese and then shits everywhere. Like, it's fucking disgusting.
I can eat cheese. I just can't eat a lot of cheese.
Have you ever, like, made, like, fried chicken at your house? And you put the grease in, like, a thing, and you put it in the trash... And then your dog gets in there and eats the grease. You know how your dog will just spray shit everywhere? It's fucking Lincoln with cheese. And this dumbass does it every goddamn... You know what I got to talk about? What'd you get to talk about?
Cheesy bean and rice burrito or cheese quesadilla.
He knows. He's dumb.
I know. I can... See, the thing is that, like, if I eat too much cheese, which has happened before, I'll get
many times.
Well, do you remember the time I got a fever? I was over here when I got it.
Yeah, because you ate nothing but cheese that day.
I didn't realize it, though, until I was like, oh, I have like a 100.
You had like macaroni, cheese, and cheese pizza.
Yeah, that was pretty much exactly what I had. The thing, I love cheese. I really do, but I can't, my body can't take it. I need to stop.
You need to stop.
I know. I don't drink milk, so that's good, but I need my cheese consumption.
Just putting this out there, in case Lincoln dies from cheese overdose, I'm accepting applications. Just shoot me an email. Would like to be on the podcast.
So yeah, any vegetarian options.
Must love pixels.
And cheaper by the dozen.
And cheaper by the dozen. We should review those sometime.
Fuck you.